views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
What a great show we have today. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy, and we call it Sheer Alchemy because there truly is a moment for each of us when we can make a shift. And there are many ways that shifts occur, and we hear, you know, examples and opinions about shifting. It's almost become a euphemistic word, hasn't it? Oh, let's shift. But there is a moment in which you can shift your own energy. And I can't tell you how important it is to do that. But we're going to talk too also today about why we block that. And there are good reasons. So as you know, I don't beat up on any of us in terms of some of our stuckness and our blocks and what's getting in the way of stepping into all that you are. Today we are talking about planting the seeds of your destiny. And I always like to talk about when things are not so easy. You know, it's great if the sun's out, everybody's getting along in the family, we're making money, and everything's working out, and nobody's upset with us, and we're not upset with anyone else. It's great if we're feeling encouraged, and people are supporting us, and they're there for us. Great. But there are times when we are really in the midst of some really difficult experiences in our lives, and I know you all know what I'm talking about. So that's what this is about. I really want to talk about what it's like to plant seeds of destiny when maybe we're not feeling so great. And we tend to think, well, I'll wait till I feel better. I'll wait till tomorrow. I'll wait till, you know, the sun comes up and everybody's happy with me. I'll wait till the house is clear. When we want to shift our energy or shift our destiny or plant a seed, do you know you can do that sitting in a lazy chair in front of the television, sitting in your car in the carpool lane waiting to pick up your kids, going through the drive-thru picking up some lunch? You can do this energy shift, this planting, this intention setting anywhere and every time. Often what is clouding our choices is our emotions. And our emotions often are coming from a place of feeling like a victim of circumstances, almost from a powerless place. So I'd really like for each of you right now to check into that place when things are going hard, you know, and you can hear all this stuff about pulling up by your bootstraps and shifting your energy and, you know, how you feel is your choice and all this stuff. But I'd like you to just go into that place right now and think about what you truly desire. And some of you are very tight in your heart space already. I can feel it out there. And I want you to, despite that feeling in your heart, notice what else is going on. If there's any messaging about, well, I feel tight, so there's some fear there. I feel tight because I'm afraid of what other people will think about my intention or my desire. Right now, just get as real as you can about what that tightness is in your heart space, because this is important in terms of whether you take the next step, right? If you just stop there and say, you know what, I don't feel good, I can't do it today, there is some rule in your field that says I can only set intentions when I feel good. I will only make something happen if I feel good. Source and the light beings and the ministering spirits will only come through when I feel good. You can almost hear a hint of, if you're good, then. Very conditional, right? Very conditional. If you do this, then you get that. And there are some things in life that are very much like that. Here's the thing. Our emotions are not rational, okay? So don't try to make your emotions rational. If you have a circumstance going on in your life, you do know in some part of you that you can choose to feel any way you want to about it. If you're having a breakup with a partner, or you've lost your job, or someone has not been kind to you, in that moment, you can choose to put whatever filter you want on that situation in that moment. You know that on some logical level. You've learned this. Even your spirit is telling you this. So we know that when we feel bad and we say, well, I'll think about it tomorrow, I'll look at it tomorrow, today's not a good day, we have to evaluate what we're really saying. If it's self-judgment, then this is an opportunity to clear. This is an opportunity to shift, because you've got some rule in your field that says, only when I feel good, only when I'm looking positive, only when I can show up out in the world being strong, can I set an intention, plant the seed of my destiny, choose differently. My friends, that is not true. You can do it anytime. There is no value judgment on how you're feeling. Now, some of us, we have very heavy emotional bodies, and you know what I mean by that, right? We're experiencing so much emotionally, it's really hard for us to step outside of how our emotions interpret the world. So I'm not asking you to ditch that, throw it out, and act like that doesn't matter. What I'm asking you to do is, in the middle of that, bring to your heart, bring to your mind that beautiful, beautiful dream of an idea, that beautiful part of you that wants to come out into the world and sing your song and make your speech and jump into the water and be that one that you know you are. See, even when we're down and depressed, we know that that one exists. That one within us is there. We have a soul essence, a soul consciousness, a higher self. We have a connection to spirit. We have many emotional body, many energy bodies. We have our chakras. We have our meridians. We have places where we have stored other people's energies in our field. We have soul fragments that have come, you know, from trauma. So there's many things going on in your field. It's very busy in there. Do you ever feel like your whole field is a traffic jam? That can be the case. So those are not reasons to have an intention. But here's what I would challenge you with. And, you know, as we go into the break, I do want to give you some food for thought, so that when we come back for the next segment, we can be effective and more detailed on this topic. Is that when we go into setting a destiny or setting an intention or planting a seed of a dream when we don't feel good, we are hitting up against something in our field that says we have to have certain conditions to be effective. So what happens is that we defeat ourselves before we even start, and we treat ourselves as worthless. Because only if we show up a certain way in the world will we be successful. I want to tell you that Source is not that way. Source is not like that. Now, do we have things in our emotional body to clear and to release and to bring into, you know, present time and get us into a higher vibration? Of course we do. We all do. That is the great gift of people pushing our buttons, isn't it? We just will come across something and all of a sudden it affects a very deep part of ourselves and we go, whoa, what was that? And then we can enter some gratitude, because by someone pushing our button, we realize that we're hitting something profound that's ready to be cleared. So if I'm hitting anything within you today where you are feeling like your emotional body is so heavy that you can't come to the outside of it, I am going to be challenging you today on your path. You are worthy. This is not performance-based. Source is not judging you for having an emotional body. Source, you have an emotional body on purpose. You're a human being. But you also have a mental body, an etheric body, spiritual fields. You have many parts of you. All right. So if I'm hitting some buttons in your field today, then this is the show for you. I'm really excited about this topic because I think many of us are holding back thinking that that's what we should be doing when we feel we can't show up strong in the world. These are powerful times. There are magnificent energies. I'm going to go ahead and bring in the masters, the archangels today for this show, just so that you can feel the kind of support that is available to you as we walk through this. But the first thing to know is I do not want you beating up on yourself before we even get this seed in the ground. Let's plant that thing. Let's water it. Let's nurture it. Let's feed it. It's kind of like, you know, in the morning, somehow we make it to the coffee machine, even though we have just let the alarm go off and we're walking over there and we don't want to talk to anybody, but we know how to turn that thing on and pour ourselves a cup of coffee. It's the same thing with this. So the belief we need to have here is that our lives can be transformed by the planting of a seed, regardless of how we're feeling. It doesn't mean that I disregard my feelings, not one bit. It means that regardless of how I feel, I can plant my seed and I can step into the energy of the dream that is about who I am. So we're going to take a break, but I want to give you the call-in number today. If you're dealing with any of this and this resonates with you, the number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Think about the buttons that were pushed while we were talking. Think about what you want to work on when we come back from the break.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit EverydaySpirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. This is bringing in the Ascended Masters and Archangels, your soul essence, your higher self, everyone that gets to participate in this fabulous moment of opportunity. And I love doing shows like this because, you know, I went through a lot in life. Many of you have. Some of us were asked to grow up way too early. Some of us took on far more responsibility than we even had the capacity to handle. We all have a story. It matters. It's significant. It's your story. You matter. And sometimes, you know, people may not understand, you know, how we sort of implode after all that and what it takes to get back in gear and to get back in the game. And it's especially brutal for those of us that are sensitive energetically. And my God, are we in some times right now that are really intense for our fields. And if we haven't learned to protect our fields and we haven't learned to hold our boundaries and our energy, then it can be harder than it needs to be. But regardless, it's a lot going on. Some of us can confuse the heaviness of our emotional body where we've stored the energies of our parents and people we work with and our society with, you know, former experiences in our lives where we were victimized and powerless and went through some abuse or boundary violations, things that we had no control over, where our inner child wants to be healed. So don't think that there is any trivializing of your experience. You know, sometimes when we read a book and it says, do these five steps, steps 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And by the time you get to 5, well, have you been successful? Have you achieved your goal? If not, somehow, you know, you've failed. I always feel like I'm delivering the missing piece of the message, which is until we go into some of our core wounds and we heal and we learn to end some old agreements that don't serve us anymore and we step into the energies of the higher realms, that, you know, it's very difficult for us to create all that we are. After all, this isn't just a self-help show. This is a spiritual show. This is a show for those of us that are carrying vibrations that are fairly high, where we are shifting into awarenesses that we have not had to date, and we really haven't had a roadmap. No one to really explain it. You know, I talk often about the indigo children, the starseeds that I work with, when I'm traveling to shows, and I'm going to be in Raleigh this weekend and then in Chicago next weekend. And I meet these kids, 15, 16, 17 years old, and they want to go, what's happening to me? I see these things. I see it fast. You know, I don't see the world the way my classmates do. Some of the stuff they care about, I could care less. Some of the goals they have, I don't even want that stuff. So there is a lot going on right now. And if we don't have someone to tell us that that's okay, we can get a little depressed, like, I just don't even belong on the planet. Have you ever said that about yourself? I don't think I even belong here. And that's something we say when we feel like everyone we talk to or everywhere we look, the conversation is either too superficial, it's about things we don't care about, the values carried by those around us are not our values, and so we think there's something wrong with us. So it took me a long time to find my tribe. How about you? There is a tribe for you, and maybe right now you're on the journey to find your tribe. But don't confuse these shifts with a depression that maybe you experienced, you know, young in life or in your early 20s, where, you know, it just, you felt like life was pointless, there was no direction. Right now, you have an awareness that there are other dimensions and other layers and levels of life. And that's why we're talking about planting the seeds of your destiny in the midst of some of your suffering, okay? So sometimes what happens is that in our adult life, we still feel victimized. Now, we know on an intellectual level that we are not victims. In other words, you're a grown-up, you can drive a car, you can get a job and earn some money, you can, you know, move to another town. You have some independence that as a child you truly didn't. You know, you were dependent. You were powerless. You had to do things under permission from adults. You had to do what the teacher said in school. So right now you have some choices. So the key to planting the seeds of destiny within this moment, this vortex, this crucible in your life where you've been slammed to the wall and you go, no, I don't want to go one more time around this mountain. I want to conquer it this time. I am just so tired of this same stuff, different day. I want to do this differently. When you hit that wall, that is in a moment of awareness, all right? You have awareness. And now you have a matter of choice. What do I choose? Even when your emotional body is as heavy as it is, and you are feeling sad or depressed or angry or victimized by people around you, do you know you have a choice in that moment? You do. You have a choice to make a different decision. So right now, I'd like each of you to think about your choice. What is it that you would like to choose? Now, remember, don't point out there and look at someone else to give you something. I want you to just stay within your own field. Stay within your own energy body. What do I choose right now? Now, most of us would say something generic. I want to be happy. So let's go deeper. What does happy mean? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Some of you are really going there right now. What are the components? If you have no words for it, just imagine what it feels like, all right? Start where you can put some meat on the bones, all right? If it's feelings that start to come together and you can then develop words, great. If you have words and then the feelings come with it, great. Work the way it's coming to you. Some of us want to be successful. What is success? Is it your family? Everyone's getting along. Is it your work? Is it having loving people in your life? Is it money? Is it an accomplishment? Whatever you choose, go into that. And let's just pretend right now there's a certain accomplishment, okay? Or an independence. Now go into that accomplishment. Ask yourself right now, does that accomplishment resonate with you? Is that yours? Do you know how many of us have lived lives belonging to someone else? I'm telling you the truth. I have worked with so many people that are following a career because it was what their parents wanted. If their parents wanted them to go into science, they went into science. If their parents wanted them to be a lawyer, they became a lawyer. And it wasn't what they wanted to do at all. They wanted to be something quite different. So just verify, is it mine? And it's so easy to muscle test this and to just check with your own spirit. Sometimes we don't go this far because we don't really want to know the truth. We have this next idea, which is that, oh my God, if I get to the truth and I didn't really want the life I have, then I have misled people. I'm an imposter. I've told people I love them when I don't. That would be one category. The other would be, oh my gosh, I have thrown away 20 years of my life, just literally thrown it away on something that doesn't even matter to me. Listen, this is not going to kill you. You may be very impacted emotionally by this, but just allow yourself to get into the truth of that right now. This is not going to kill you. I've brought the masters and archangels in right now. We are present. Just allow yourself to take a look at whether the desire and the destiny is yours. Okay? Some of you are having a really hard time in your heart space right now. It's okay. Some of you are really afraid to do the next thing. You've already jumped ahead 3 steps, which is what we do because we're afraid of this moment. And this moment is about standing in our power and choosing what we can do. So do you see yourself as someone who can be powerful? Do you see yourself as someone who can have choices? Often we shut down our choices because we are so terrified of the consequences. And the ultimate terror is that people will not love us, that the ones in our lives that are in our lives will leave us if we stand in our truth. Isn't that horrifying? Because ultimately it goes back to the very purpose of our being from the time we were born, that we will not be loved for who we are. So I want to just share another perspective on this. We first have to love ourselves. Oh, is that easy to say? But right now, what you have around you and what you have in your life are people that are mirroring your own belief about yourself. See, this is all very important right now. So if we have a lot of support in our lives, it's because we believe we deserve support. All right, and we draw in connections with people and we feed to others what we would like for ourselves, and we're drawing it in. If we are not getting what we say we want in life, there is some part of us feeling very, very small. And that's the part of us often that's the inner child that needs to be nurtured and needs to grow up and needs to be loved. But we also need to end some agreements with our ancestral line and with some other lifetimes of agreements and contracts that no longer serve us. Back to planting the seed of your destiny. In this moment, even when you feel bad, even when you realize maybe that you're not living the life that matches who you are in this lifetime, it is not too late to make this choice to turn your ship. So when we go into break, and while we're on break, I'd like you to make a choice right now. Don't be afraid of it. Don't think that everyone is going to leave you, your job is going to end, and all your life will have been for nothing up to this point, or somehow if you made a big decision, it's going to negate it. Allow yourself to make the choice into the direction you want to go. And just sit with that for the next 2 minutes. And when we come back from break, we're going to see how you're doing.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this. We have so much to share. Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 6th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 19th at Bastyr University in Seattle. You will learn EFT applications, forge a strong community, and share healing stories. The event raises money and awareness for EFT tapping scientific research. Net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit to further prove the efficacy of EFT. Bring your cards and information for a fun and inspiring day of networking. Visit nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. And if you're interested in getting some work done, you can call in to 800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. This is Sheer Alchemy. And I wanted to give you a heads up on where I'm going to be in the next several weeks. I'm going to be in Raleigh in Chicago in the next 2 weeks, and then I'm going to be at a show in Seattle at the Emerald Spiral on March 26th, then in Portland April 2nd and 3rd, Cincinnati April 9th and 10th. I'll be back in London, England April 30th through May 3rd, and in Nashville, Tennessee May 14th through 15th. So doing a lot of travel for the springtime, but it's a wonderful time to meet people and to see what's happening. And I can tell you that people all over the world are doing some amazing work, and we need to tell each other that. You know, we need to support one another. If you're interested in having a session with me, I do energetic transformation work, bring in the masters, the archangels. I work at a very high vibrational level. And, you know, shift out some of the agreements that don't work for you anymore, some of the contracts, past lifetime, ancestral line, things that are just blocking you unnecessarily that you don't need anymore. And sometimes we need help to move this stuff so that we can step into all that we are. So that's why I talk a lot about, you know, not being too mean to ourselves when we encounter a block or we encounter things that, you know, stop us every time we try to do something different. This is that thing within you that's ready to get set free. It could have been past lifetime. It could have been you being the loving one in your family, carrying all the energies of the family. You know, so now it's time to let it go. So I hope some of you in the break made a choice. You made a choice to shift out of your awareness. You made a choice. Now, sometimes a choice can feel like a free fall afterwards, right? It can feel like, oh my gosh, what is going to happen as a result of this choice? This is where we choke ourselves. So first we were feeling maybe a little depressed and down. Our emotional body was really heavy. We were aware that we have a repetitive pattern that we're done with. We've made a choice that we want to step into whatever creates joy or happiness for us. And by the way, whatever resonates with us is what's resonating with our soul essence, okay? We're not talking about Band-Aids. We're not talking about a quick fix so that we don't have to feel the pain anymore. We're talking about what genuinely resonates with you in your spirit in the midst of whatever issues are going on in your life, all right? So here we are, and we've made the choice. And this choice represents freedom. It's really very powerful. I'm feeling free enough to make a choice. So, you know, some of us are living in fairly fortunate circumstances. We're not living in Damascus, Syria, or, you know, in some other countries where life is very challenging or tough. We're not a refugee. We're not an immigrant, you know, crossing the Mediterranean, trying to, you know, come to freedom and living in a camp. So we're not in that situation. But even in that situation, we can have this moment of choice. So here's what we encounter. What we encounter is the powerless inner child that says, nothing's going to happen. I'm powerless. No one's going to come through for me. Source isn't going to come through. The archangels and masters, they're a nice idea, but they're not going to do anything in the midst of this. We hit a huge amount of fear. A lot of people talk a really good game about their spirituality until something difficult happens. And so sometimes I find myself very grateful for that moment of difficulty, because I'm encountering a place where I perhaps have felt like nothing's going to come through for me. I'm on my own. I'm by myself. Nobody loves me enough. No one's going to be there for me. No one will hire me. I've got to hold on to this. I've got to hold on to this bad situation because there's no options. So be grateful for that moment right there. And then what we find out is, do I want to trust that Source and my intentions and the shifting of my energy and making a choice can make something happen? So we've gone from powerless into powerful enough to make a choice in the midst of that difficult situation. What happens next, and I know all of you know what this is like, is that you start to fret over how it's going to happen. Out of that place of power, which is choice, you start to fear what the solution's going to be, because you suddenly realize it could happen. It could be real. It could happen. So fear comes in another way, and this is the moment that's very, very important. In this moment of fear, it would be best, I would suggest, I would recommend that you do not succumb, that you do not give in this moment of fear. I didn't say pretend you're not fearful. I didn't say, you know, feel the fear, do it anyway, which, you know, I guess I could say that, feel the fear, because you're not denying it. Don't want you to deny it. I want you to really allow yourself to take all the limits off of how the solution could come. The reason we're afraid is that we don't know what the new job could look like, the new partner could look like, the new home could look like, the new opportunity could look like. And we fear that unknown for no reason. It's irrational. It truly is. It's irrational, because the assumption is that what we don't know is not going to be good. The known is better. The devil we know versus the one we don't. So realize that you've put kind of a bad connotation on Source and the Masters and the Archangels, that this unknown solution, this serendipitous limitlessness, this full potentiality of all that you are, could be bad. Notice that. Now I'm going to ask you to do something tricky. Where does that come from? Does it come from mom and dad? Does it come from society and culture and the news, your job? Are there some heavy energies around you? I'm not saying to resist it, but I'm asking you to release that in the moment and allow yourself to go with the unknown. Now realize, as I've said on many shows, that you have not taken any action yet. You have not decided to quit your job, leave the relationship, move out of town, any of that. You have just shifted your energy in this moment. I'm telling you, if you ever want to see yourself come out of a depressing moment or a moment where your emotional body is so heavy, try this exercise. Get awareness. Make a choice. Allow the choice to grow some some flesh around it to create something that starts to flower within your field. And just allow it to happen, because in that moment, you realize how truly powerful you are. The next thing, and I'm just feeling many of you are just really releasing in your power center. A lot is coming off of the back of your necks, the back of your shoulders. The next thing you want to do is start listening to guidance and just allow the inspired ideas to come to you. Allow the thoughts, the plans, the words, the feelings to come to you about your destiny, about your choices, about what to create. And I'm going to ask you to write these down. What's coming up for you right now? Just really allow this to come through for you. Some of you are releasing beautifully out of the top of your crown. You should feel kind of a tingling up there, just letting go of any old ideas. Some of you letting go of old family lines, old emotional stuff that is not yours. Bring your inner child into you and just embrace your inner child right now. Just say, we can do this. We can live the life that we were born to, that we came into this lifetime to live. We're going to open your throat space now and just really allowing you to get rid of any contracts or agreements that keep you from speaking your truth. And now begin to allow some new friends, new agreements, new partnerships, beautiful source energy, your higher self. Just allow that to all start coming into your field right now and resonating with you. It's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful what you are doing. So right now, you have allowed your energy to shift into who you are. And this is who you are. Do you see how you've done that? This is amazing. Some of us are really afraid of this place because, you know, in a way, we've been taught not to be happy, haven't we? If we get too happy, we look out of control. We look like, you know, oh my God, we'll be irresponsible. We'll do something terrible. You know, when we step into something with source and with guidance, we're not doing something terrible. We're doing something hugely loving, hugely wonderful. We're sharing our energy. So allow the inspired ideas and the inspired choices to come to you right now. And we're going to talk on the other side of this break about what it is like to feel this new energy that you have allowed by going from awareness to choice into now getting the downloads and information about what you can do, have, or be. We'll talk to you after the break.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, KEES, please.com.
Sky Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
This is Dr. Pat. Have you ever tried maca? Well, maca is a root vegetable that grows at altitudes above 13,000 feet in the Andes Mountains. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca products at a fair price. And they are delicious. One of the most common questions they get is from men and women who want to know more about using maca for fertility. Maca works on the endocrine system to balance hormones in both men and women. Scientific studies have found that using black maca boosts sperm count in men, and women given maca respond with increased regularity in cycles and easier ovulation. Wow! To learn more and read stories from couples who have reported success with maca, visit themacateam.com and check out the black maca. That's themacateam.com.
And we're back. This is Leslie Fontaine. I hope you are having a sheer alchemy experience where you have allowed yourself to go from a place of feeling a lot of despair or a heavy emotional body, as I like to put it, and watching what happens to yourself as you shift from awareness into choice, and now watching your vibration shift as well. So I want you to be aware of where you personally choke your experience, okay? Because some of us are really afraid of feeling the unknown, of what's next. And I work with a lot of people that want to explain to me why they can't do certain things. I can't quit my job. I can't leave my family. I can't do this. I can't do that. And they're so loaded with that that then, you know, nothing can happen. So remember, everything that we have done here has been to do a shift internally. We haven't left anyone. We haven't changed anyone. And we're agreeing to release any agreements that are unloving, conditional, do not support us, put heavy energies on us. We're choosing that perhaps we're going to learn how to protect our boundaries and our energy fields and step into all that we are. It may be, you know, out of all this, it turns out that you take a class or you get a new degree or you move to another town or you begin to set some things in motion. But the very key part of this is that when you step into choice and when you allow that space for yourself without knowing how Source and the universe is going to deliver to you the goods, how you are going to shift to get an agreement with this new intention of yours, in that space, you can begin to allow the goodness of Source, whatever is for your highest good, and the highest good of all. You do not, at this point, need to start explaining why you need to hold on to your life as it is. That is why you're in the space you're in. That is that powerless part of you. You can choose to begin to shift. I know you have had the experience that when you make a decision energetically, and you release any attachments and agreements that are not good for you and are not healthy, it is amazing how everything around you changes, isn't it? Even relationships that were very obstinate or difficult or entrenched in a certain kind of dynamic suddenly shift. And it's because you chose to shift. You chose to value who you are. So a big part of choice is putting you back in the driver's seat and allowing yourself to make a decision. We're not taking anyone else's interpretation of who we are. We're allowing our purpose, our soul essence, to drive who we are and what we're doing in this lifetime. So reconnecting with that choice of yours and having that sort of free fall experience, allowing yourself to have that private joy right now of that dream, that desire, that thing that you are creating. Now with that, you shift your vibration. Do you feel it? Many of you have done this. Your heart space is open. A lot of you have been releasing a lot of energies off of your field while this show has been going on. You've developed compassion for your inner child, for yourself. You've thought about maybe some treats that you can give yourself, some gifts that you can give yourself. So each moment that someone else's energy comes in and potentially could impact you, you now are choosing, do I want that energy to ruffle my feathers? Do I want that other person to affect me like they do? Or do I want to release the agreement with that? Because it's not good for me. It's not healthy. And do I want to allow for unlimited options to come my way as I plant the seeds of my destiny? You may start a journal. You may start a document, a plan. You may start a project plan. You may start a to-do list of the things that are coming to you right now of what you need to create. And now with this higher vibrational switch, you begin to allow these things to manifest around you. Many of us would prefer for things to show up first so that we can react to them rather than creating and being that catalyst of change. So there are different dynamics. That's the masculine and the feminine, okay? The feminine is often presented as somewhat of a intentional, you know, maybe a little more passive energy. And the masculine energy is that active doer energy. We are both, all right? Both are at work. So you have seen what it's like when you step into a restaurant and because of the high vibration you're carrying, everything around you changes. People want to be around you. People want to come talk to you. Amazing things happen. You've all had that experience. And then, you know, you've had those times where you need to take action, right? And you need to do something. Some of us slow down a bit when action's required because it may feel unfamiliar in certain areas of our lives. We may be doing just fine going to work every day, performing in that kind of way, but in something brand new, maybe we hold back. I want to challenge you this week. When guidance comes to you of something to step into, something to research, to take a look at, or to make a phone call, or do a Google search, or whatever it is, don't hold back. Just follow it, okay? Don't worry about, oh gosh, if I spend 30 minutes and it goes nowhere. It's going somewhere. Allow yourself to explore, all right? Allow yourself to explore this choice, this shift of the vibration. I want you to try what we've talked about on this show as often as you can, because it's really going to help you realize that shifting your energy from reactive or somewhat of a victim mode or a heavy energy body mode is really something that you can handle in this kind of a way. Really give it a shot. And I would love to hear from you in the next few weeks about what your experience is like. And I am here to work with you anytime you would like to do this kind of work, to shift you into the desires and the goals and the dreams that you have. You have a desire and a dream that is a part of your soul essence. It's why you're here. And when you don't step into it, you are withholding a blessing from your tribe, from the ones that are waiting for you to show up. We each have a gift that we're here to share. All of us hit difficult, challenging places in life. But from this point forward, when you see that challenge, when you see that difficulty, when you see that wall that just is showing up again, this time, walk through this space of awareness, then choice, then raising the vibration, and imagine yourself doing this amazing free fall that lands you in a completely different place. And remember that if you are feeling frightened at the point that you make the choice and that moment afterwards, then you are truly aware of how powerful you are. You are that powerful. So again, you can reach out to me. Go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. You can reach me at 678-665-3366. I do consultations to see if you'd like to work with me just to explore a bit. But I'm telling you, so much can shift as a result of changing our agreements, stepping into all that we are, and realizing that we are empowered beyond our emotional bodies to step into our soul essence. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.